Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and as always, I know your English will improve today. Now, at this time, almost every year, Studio Classroom does a lesson on Easter. So if you've been learning with us for a while, then you probably know a little about this Christian holiday. Now, personally, I like the Chinese name for this holiday better, 复活节, because it tells you more directly exactly why we celebrate Easter. God's son Jesus came back to life after dying for us. Now, why do we celebrate this? Because if we just believe in him, we too can have new life. What is new life? We'll be talking about that a little later, so pay attention. Now, in our lesson today, we'll be learning about some of the symbols of Easter. When many people think of Easter, they think of Easter eggs. Well, that's one symbol. They also think about the Easter bunny. Actually, I have a funny story to share about that later on. And some other Easter-related animals are lambs and, yes, even butterflies. So open up your magazine and let's get started with our first reading, then we'll see what Michelle has to say.
Symbols of Easter. What do eggs, rabbits, and butterflies have to do with Easter? Happy Easter! This spring holiday celebrates new life. Easter is the day Jesus, God's Son, rose from the dead, and Christians around the world celebrate this new life. Let's look at a few symbols that are associated with the holiday. Easter eggs. The egg is an ancient symbol of new life. For Christians, the egg represents Jesus coming out from the grave and his resurrection. Decorating eggs for Easter dates back to the 13th century.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们要来看的是 Christian 这个名词。Christian 是源自于 Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, 基督这个名词。再加上 I-A-N, 这个代表人的字尾就变成基督徒了。我们来看一个例句。Christians celebrate Easter and Christmas. 基督徒庆祝复活节和圣诞节。Christian 也可以当形容词，意思是基督徒的或者是基督教的。例如 ,this Christian church has over 20,000 members. 这所基督教的教会有超过2万人的会众。继续我们看的是 resurrection 这个名词。re 这个字首有再一次的意思。surrect 这个字根有起来的意思。所以 resurrection 是指死里复活。例如 ,the Bible talks about the resurrection of believers when Jesus comes again. 圣经里提到当耶稣再来的时候他的信徒都要复活的事。他的动词是 resurrect, R-E-S-U-R-R-E-C-T. 例如 ,Lazarus was resurrected from the dead after Jesus spoke. 耶稣说话之后拉撒路就从死里复活了。
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca, and I'm excited about today's lesson because we are going to be talking about bunnies.Easter bunnies.
Well, yes, cute little bunnies and other symbols of Easter. But that's not really what Easter is all about, right? Easter is actually a very important Christian holiday. Rebecca, do you enjoy celebrating Easter?
I love celebrating Easter. As a matter of fact, when I was younger, my family would make a really big deal about Easter.I used to get a new Easter dress every year, and then we would go on an Easter egg hunt. I'd get chocolate. Wow, it was awesome.
Oh, that's so cool, an Easter egg hunt. We're going to be talking a little bit about Easter eggs today. So we see this question here, what do eggs, bunnies, and butterflies have to do with Easter? If that's not really what Christians celebrate, then what do they have to do with Easter?This is a question that means, how are they related or connected to Easter?
That's a very good question, which actually reminds me of another question. What do candy canes, Christmas trees, and stars all have to do with Christmas? That's my second favorite holiday.
Well, those are good questions because, of course, at Christmas we celebrate Jesus' birth. So then what do candy canes and Christmas trees, and I would say what does Santa Claus have to do with Christmas too? But, of course, with all of these things, there is history, and you can find out what all of these things have to do with Christmas and Easter.
Well, let's get started with our lesson. We read, Happy Easter! This spring holiday celebrates new life. Now, we want to take some time and talk about this word, or this phrase, new life. Typically, when I think of new life, I think of maybe a baby that was just born, and that's new life, or maybe even a baby bunny, or a cat that was just born.
Well, exactly. That is new life. But our next sentence does say, Easter is the day Jesus, God's Son, rose from the dead, and Christians around the world celebrate new life. Actually, I did find something in the Bible that I think explains new life very well. You see, he died for everyone so that those who receive him and believe in him will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised back from the dead for them. That is new life.
Well, that is a very good reminder, Gabe, and I'm glad that you were able to clarify exactly what new life means.
Well, we do have a lot to learn about new life and more symbols of Easter, but right now, we're going to go to the information cloud. Steve and Ken would like to discuss how holiday dates are determined. Let's join them now.
Lunar holidays occur at different times each year because their dates are decided by what? Yes, the position of the moon in the sky.
So, Chinese New Year, the biggest holiday on the lunar calendar, can start as early as January 21st or as late as February 20th.
Right. In contrast, holidays on the solar calendar don't change. Christmas, for example, is celebrated year in and year out on December 25th.
So how about holidays like Easter, which are set according to the moon and the sun?
You mean lunisolar holidays? Okay, to understand how Easter's date is decided, let's first review the name of the 2 days each year that have an equal amount of daylight and darkness.
They're called equinoxes. There's one in the spring and one in the fall. Okay, so here we go. Are you ready? Easter falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon following the spring equinox.
Wow, I think holiday dates that are determined by government decree are a lot less complicated.
Agreed. American Thanksgiving Day, for example, was decreed to be on the fourth Thursday of November, regardless of the moon's position or the sun's.
中国人对月亮有浓厚的感情，所以才会采用 lunar calendar 农历，那是以月球环绕地球所需要的时间为基础。而西方人的节日呢，大多是按照 solar calendar 阳历，所以圣诞节每一年都落在12月25号。但是 Easter 复活节就不同了。有时候我们会早在3月底就过复活节，有时候呢又要等到4月下旬。这是因为复活节是一个 lunar solar holiday。 太阳和月亮所促成的节日。另外，每一年有两天昼夜的时间各为12小时，那就是 Spring Equinox 春分跟 Fall Equinox 秋分。每年的复活节呢是春分后的第一个 Full Moon 月圆之后的第一个星期日。另外，除了阴历跟阳历，有一些假日呢是由 Government Decree 政令锁定。 像 Thanksgiving 感恩节是落在每一年11月的第四个星期四。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. And yes, as we mentioned earlier, Easter is the day that Jesus, God's Son, rose from the dead. And of course, Christians around the world celebrate new life. However, we want to talk about one of the symbols of Easter, and that is Easter eggs.
Oh, I see you have a basket of Easter eggs there, Rebecca.
I do. And look, I think there's something in here. Look. Let's see.
Oh, my
Whoa,
word.
Whoa, there's money.
You found $100 in your Easter egg.
There's money in my Easter egg.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Gosh.
I wonder what's inside my Easter egg.
A
piece of paper.
And look it, there's another egg in mine. Oh, it's only a piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Easter eggs can be pretty fun. You know, these are plastic Easter eggs that are empty, and you can put things like chocolate and money inside of these Easter eggs. And what Americans or people in the West like to do is they hide the Easter eggs in the yard, and then children go out and look for them and try to collect as many as they can.
And sometimes we like to shake the Easter eggs to see if anything's inside. Well, anyway, Easter egg hunts are a lot of fun, but you know, the egg itself actually represents Jesus coming from the grave and his resurrection. Now, let's talk about that word resurrection. When something is resurrected, that means it just comes back to life. Wait, so that means Jesus came back to life.
Well, exactly. He came back to life, and actually, before he even died for us, he made someone else come back to life. And around that time, he said something very famous that we Christians believe. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. So anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." This is what we believe. This is why we have new life and a great hope.
Exactly. Well, our lesson reads, decorating eggs for Easter dates back to the 13th century. Now, while these are plastic eggs, mm-hmm. you can use real eggs. You hard boil them, you boil them in water, and then you can decorate the eggs.
And that is a lot of fun to do as well. Well, we do have a lot more to learn about symbols of Easter right after this. Welcome back. Well, next we're going to learn about the Easter Bunny. Okay, are you ready for a story? It's a true story my dad told me. He used to work at a restaurant that sold all kinds of food. Now, the restaurant owner was a French guy, but he didn't celebrate Easter in France. So when he heard that one of Easter's symbols was an Easter Bunny, he thought it would be a good idea to put that on the menu. Yes, exactly. He thought people would like to actually eat rabbit on Easter Sunday. That's like eating shan dan lao gong gong on Christmas. So, of course, nobody ordered the rabbit. Let that be a lesson to you if you want to be a cook in another country. Learn what they like to eat and what they don't like on their holiday menus. Well, let's learn more about this Easter symbol and more right now.
Symbols of Easter. Easter rabbit. Christians adopted and adapted the rabbit as an Easter symbol after seeing the animal come out of its hole in the ground. To them, this was a symbol of Jesus coming out of the tomb and new life. Lamb. At Easter, little lambs are symbols of new life in spring and of Jesus. Butterfly. The life of a butterfly is a symbol of eternal life. The butterfly spends part of its life in a chrysalis. While confined, it changes and then emerges in a new and beautiful form.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 adapt 这个动词。 Adapt 在这里是指改编或改写，例如 The movie was adapted from a comic book. 这部电影是从一本漫画书改编而来的，或者是 The screenwriter did an excellent job adapting this novel for the screen. 这位剧作家成功地把这本小说改编成电影。Adapt 也指改编或适应。如果要说明适应谁的话，是用 to 这个介系词。 例如, young kids usually adapt to a new environment very quickly. 小小孩通常可以非常快速地适应新环境。最后我们看的是 confine 这个动词。 Confine 是指局限或限制。如果要说明限制的范围，是用 to 这个介系词。例如, the prisoner was confined to an underground cell. 这名犯人被关在一个地下室的牢房里。Confine 也指受局限，例如 Matthew didn't confine himself to just one instrument. Matthew 不让自己仅仅只会一种乐器。And now let's go back to our teachers.
So just for review,For Christians, the Easter egg represents Jesus coming out from the grave. Now let's talk about the next symbol in our lesson, and that is the Easter bunny. What is the Easter bunny all about?
Well, we're going to talk about that in this section, and of course...
Look at that.
I love this picture.
That's a cute picture.
I know, because this, I don't know if it's a real bunny. I think it is, and it's just a cute bunny with these Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about Easter eggs and the Easter bunny, and we read here that Christians adopted and adapted the rabbit as an Easter symbol after seeing the animal come out of its hole in the ground. So, of course, just like someone comes out of a grave, it's like coming out of a hole in the ground. That's what the Easter bunny does. Let's talk about these words, though. Adopt and adapt. What is the difference?
That's a great question. Well, adopt means to take and follow something by choice. For example, you can adopt a new idea or you can adopt a new technique. Adapt, on the other hand, means that you change something to suit a different condition. For example, maybe a play is too difficult.For children, you might say that that play has been adapted for children.
And speaking of plays, maybe you're an actor in a play. Let's use the word adopt. You want to adopt a British accent throughout the entire play. I can't really do a British accent. I'm not going to adopt a British accent right now, but maybe you'd like to do that for your play.
Earlier in our lesson, we saw the phrase dates back. Well, right now, Liz would like to take a closer look at this phrase.
How are you doing today, friends? My name is Liz, and let's have a closer look at this sentence. Decorating eggs for Easter dates back to the 13th century. Notice the phrase, to date back to. It means to have one's beginning or starting point since a certain time. So,Today's sentence just means the practice of decorating eggs for Easter started back in the 13th century. In other words, this practice has been around since the 13th century. Use this phrase, to date back to, when you want to talk about something that has existed for a very long time. In the case of today's sentence, the phrase is used to talk about a tradition. But we can also use it to talk about a real place.For example, we can use it to talk about an old building, like this palace dates back to the 15th century. We can also use this phrase to talk about a problem or conflict that's been going on for quite some time. For example, this conflict between the two families dates back to the turn of the century. And that's all the time we have for today. Hope to see you again next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, let's talk about the next symbol in our lesson, and that is the lamb. According to our lesson, at Easter, little lambs are symbols of new life in spring and of Jesus. Now, that makes me wonder why. Why are little lambs symbols of Jesus?
Well, that's a great question. It's actually a very big answer. But in the Bible, you will see Jesus talked about as the Lamb of God.And, of course, he often compares people to little lambs as well. So that is one of the reasons why we refer to Jesus as a lamb, or why the lamb makes people think of Jesus.
And, of course, the next symbol that we're going to talk about is the butterfly. Our lesson reads, the life cycle of a butterfly is a symbol of eternal life. Now, we want to talk about this phrase, eternal life. If something is eternal, that means that it lasts forever.So that means eternal life must also mean life that lasts forever.
I think many people would like to have eternal life. You know, the most famous sentence in the entire Bible is, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that is Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish, that means die, but they should have eternal life. And so that's what we believe, that when we believe in Jesus, we can have eternal life with God.
Exactly. Well, you know, talking about butterflies, this reminds me of a story. One time, I saw a butterfly struggling to come out of his cocoon, and I thought, I'm going to help that butterfly. As I was trying to help the butterfly come out of his cocoon, it died.
Of course you're not supposed to help the butterfly. That's okay, Rebecca. You live and you learn. Well, friends, it is time for us to enjoy a review skit right now.
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter?
Yes, tomorrow is Easter Sunday.
Oh, and I see you have some Easter decorations.
That's right. Look, I have colored Easter eggs and an Easter basket.
What do Easter eggs have to do with Easter?
Eggs are a symbol of new life. Jesus rose from the dead, and Christians celebrate the new life that Jesus brings.
Oh, but what about the Easter bunny?
Well, people adopted and adapted the rabbit as an Easter symbol.
Bunnies are cute.
Yeah.
And so are lambs.
Oh, lambs are also a symbol of new life in the springtime. Jesus was called the Lamb of God.
Wait, is this a butterfly?
Yes. The life cycle of a butterfly is a symbol of eternal life.
Why is that?
The butterfly spends part of its life in a cocoon, and while inside, it changes its form.
And becomes a beautiful butterfly.
That's right. The butterfly reminds us that Jesus can give us a new life.
He can change us and make us new. I like that.
Me too. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Tomorrow we celebrate Easter. So today we are talking about the symbols of Easter, a spring holiday that celebrates new life. Christians all over the world celebrate this day that Jesus, God's Son, rose from the dead. One symbol is the Easter egg, which is an ancient symbol of new life. Eggs represent Jesus coming out of the grave and his resurrection. We go back to the 13th century to find the beginning of the custom of decorating Easter eggs. Christians adapted the rabbit as Easter symbols after seeing one come out of a hole in the ground. To them, this is a symbol of Jesus coming out of the tomb. And lambs are a symbol of new life in the spring as well. And last, we see the butterfly, which is a symbol of eternal life. While it is confined in a chrysalis, it changes and comes out in a beautiful new form. And these are some of the symbols of Easter.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, well, Rebecca, what is special about tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Easter.
That's right. So we would like to wish you
a happy Easter.
Find a church in your neighborhood and learn more about this special holiday. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.